I can't express to you the importance of prayer, for I know that prayer is the will of God. Prayer strengthens the inner man. Prayer helps us to line our will up with God's will. And prayer shows our dependency upon the Lord. Prayer is divine communion with our Heavenly Father. And Jesus said, men ought always to pray and not faint. I know that prayer is needed for the Christian to endure the battle.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is good to be with you here today on Truth and Fact. We are dealing with the temptation of Christ. We're in the book of Luke, chapter 4. Verse 1 says, then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, by the way, that's very important, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Maybe you're there right now. Maybe you're in the wilderness and the Holy Spirit has led you there. Doesn't mean you've done something wrong. It could be that you've done something right, but you're led in the wilderness because God is working in and through your life. We see that Satan had tempted Jesus. 40 days, 40 nights, he was in the wilderness. Verse 3 says, and the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. Well, there's nothing wrong with turning a stone to bread. That's not a sin in itself. The problem is if it's outside the will of God. And that's what Satan was trying to get Jesus to do. He was trying to pervert his perfect obedience to the will of the Father. Jesus never did anything outside the will of God. And the devil tries to pervert us as well in the sense of bringing us outside of the will of God. He doesn't want us to follow God. He doesn't want us to obey God. He wants to cause us to sin and to stumble and to fail. But my friend, God desires for us to follow Him, amen, and to serve Him and to glorify Him, praise God. Yeah, the devil may try to tempt us, but we don't have to give in to that temptation. We have at our disposal the same spiritual resources that Jesus used when he faced and defeated Satan. We have prayer, the Father's love, the power of the Holy Ghost, and we have the Word of God. For Jesus said, it is written. You know, in the book of Ephesians, Paul lists several things pertaining to the armor of God. Paul said this, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Then Paul said this, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And then saying, have your loins girt about with truth, having the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, taking the shield of faith. Then Paul said this, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Now, listen, I cannot express to you the importance of prayer. For I know that prayer is the will of God. See, prayer does some things. It strengthens the inner man. Prayer helps us to line our will up with God's will. Prayer shows our dependency upon the Lord. Prayer is divine communion with our Heavenly Father. Jesus said men always ought to pray and not faint. And prayer is needed for the Christian to endure the battle. You see, we find here the devil then takes Jesus upon a high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said this, if you will worship before me, all will be yours. Oh, that sounds impressive, doesn't it? That's just like the devil. He makes impressive promises that he has no intentions of keeping. In fact, he can't keep them. Basically, the devil was saying Jesus could have all that the Father promised him without going to the cross. But there's only one condition. If you will bow down and worship me. But you see, that's been Satan's ambition since his fall. Satan always has an ulterior motive. Forsake the true living God and worship me. That's all you have to do is worship me. Satan has always wanted to take God's place and receive worship. My friend, today he comes as an imitator in the church to things we call God, but it's not God, and therefore the devil claims it as worship. My friend, only bow down to the Lord Jesus Christ and serve Him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.